T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for Robbie the Degenerate's best 7 plays of the weekend. We like to call this the Magnificent 7, Leroy. Getting our gambling on. How? I don't know. But that's why we go to the man, the myth, the legend himself. We've missed him this week. Let's go out and talk to our boy, RTD. Robbie, what do you got, my friend?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. I did see the first 2 episodes of Tiger King yesterday. Very, very. I'm not sick. Don't worry. I'm just stuck in quarantine. But something that you guys can get you out of the quarantine. Maybe you guys are feeling miserable. How about some action?
So
we got some Russian basketball league.
Jesus.
4:40 a.m. tomorrow morning. Kronwerk Barcy. They're taking on KBT. St. Petersburg, and St. Petersburg's laying 20.5 points. Now, KBT sounds a lot like KGB, if you ask me. But I'm throwing 4 toon on this. I'm throwing 4 toon on this line, but that's a steep line at 20.5. But in Russia, you have to account for the fact it's very possible that this match could be fixed.
100%.
And yeah, the Russian mafia, they're baiting you to take the points. And in fact, the team that Russia's playing, that St. Petersburg's playing, Kronwerk Barcy, they lost their last game by 60 points. I think they're the Washington Generals of the Russian Basketball League. They're just there to take the dive and make Putin happy. And Putin wants to show off, lay the points, take KBT, St. Petersburg.
Is Russia still doing the in front of the fans, or are they playing in the empty arenas?
I don't think Putin cares.
I don't think Putin cares either. All right, number 2, Robbie.
All right, this is getting interesting. Now we got the Tajikistan Basketball League, 2:40 a.m.
Where,
we got one team that calls us Tajikistan Basketball League.
Where is that?
I think it's somewhere next to, like, Pakistan and Afghanistan. I think it's, like, below Pakistan, I'm guessing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We are scraping.
You got one team that calls himself the Legends. They are taking on another team called BC Dushanbe. Now, Dushanbe is a powerhouse of the league. They're laying 27.5 points. They're 3-0, and they've won all their games by double digits. Now, however, the Legends, they aren't bad either. They're 2-0. I mean, they call themselves the Legends. They got to be somewhat good, right? They won their last game by 33 points. And so I think you can't have a name like Legends and get blown out. It's a pride game for the Legends. And plus, the other team, BC Dushanbe, they have not won. They won their last 2 games, but not more than by 22. 27.5.
Did you just call a pride game for Tajikistan basketball?
Pride
is
pride.
They call themselves the Legends, and they're getting 27.5 points. You have to have pride, or else you're not Legends.
All right. Leroy, pride.
And Dushanbe,
they're... Pride has no borders.
So the other team, they're good, but they're not 27.5 good. Take the 27 in the points. I'm sure the Legends are going to have some pride.
All right, number 3, Robbie.
All right, second game of the Tajikistan basketball doubleheader. This is at 4:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. You got this one team is called Phaeton or Phaeton, and they're taking on Diesel Power. Now, Diesel Power is 7.5 point favorites. that Diesel Power is coming off a 45-point win in their last game. And they played BC Dushanbe a couple games ago, and they only lost by 11. Close game. And the other team, Batian or Phaeton, they got whooped by 22 in the last game. And again, kind of like Legends, you can't have a name like Diesel Power and not dominate and cover the spread. I'm laying the points with Diesel Power. 7.5.
Now, are these like translated to Diesel Power, or Tajikistan actually calls their team Diesel Power?
I think they call the team on the official betting slip, it says Diesel Power. And when you look up, when you do all the research and you look up the scoreboard, no matter what shady website comes up, it's going to say Diesel Power.
All right, fair enough.
All I know is I've been thirsty for basketball. Now I know Tajikistan is the spot.
They still got it. They don't got the coronavirus yet.
Somebody says, what type of dark web cryptocurrency is RTD using to bet these games?
Oh, you guys, I can't, it's very shady.
He's got to have so many screens that are just going on there. It's got to be wild. Number four, Robbie.
Yeah, by the way, the Diesel Power game and the Russian game are happening at the same time. You're going to need two screens for those two games. Just a heads
action.
Up. So we got some e-games later today at 4:30 p.m. in the Overwatch Contender Series. You got British Hurricane, and you got the Young and the Beautiful. Now, British Hurricane's favored by 1.5 games. They do a best-of-five format, so it's first 1-3. British Hurricane laying a point in a game and a half. Now, BH, for short, they've swept their last two matchups, winning 3-0 both of their last two matchups. British Hurricane, they've won 5 in a row outright and 8 of their last 10. Now, the Young and the Beautiful, they're coming off a 3-1 loss, a 3-1 loss. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Wait a minute, but the Young and the Beautiful won the previous four matchups. You look at the schedule of those four wins, they beat two of the worst teams in the league. They had the worst team in the league twice, and they beat them twice. Fattened schedule, if you ask me. And you got to be honest with you guys, you can't have a name like Young and the Beautiful and go into war. Sorry, war is old and ugly. You can't be Young and the Beautiful. Take the British Hurricane, lay the game in a half.
Oh, my God. You think they're not? What are they going to be worried about their prime minister being hit down with the Rona? It could be something. Maybe having pride for their leader.
Yes, they have another pride game for them. And Young and Beautiful, they're probably more worried about their looks and how they look on the game as opposed to winning the game. They're more concerned about appearance than winning.
They can't do their appearance maintenance because all the salons are closed. Number five, Robbie.
All right. How about some Madden simulations on Twitch TV? Yes, they are actually launching NFL games on CPU simulations on Twitch TV. So let's start off. It's a triple header today. Let's start off at noon today. You got the Washington Redskins at the New York Giants. The Giants are favored by 2.5 points in a CPU simulation. Now, you got to look at the Madden ratings. Dwayne Haskins, he's a 70 overall Madden rating. Not very good. And by the way, these rosters are updated from the end of last season. So no new player acquisitions count for this game. Now, okay. Trent Williams is the highest rated Redskin at 92 overall, but he's not playing. He didn't play the whole year last year. He's not going to be on the team. So your next highest rated Redskin.
Yeah. I was going to wonder if his E version was going to be disgruntled at the Redskins still. I feel like the Trent Williams thing has been going on for 3 years, Leroy.
This has been going on. We haven't seen him play. Seems like he hasn't played football in a while.
Crazy.
But he's considered an intricate part of something.
And, you know, so the next highest rated Redskin, the one who's actually playing, is Brandon Scherff, who's a guard at 88 overall. Now, you guys may be concerned. Daniel Jones, also a 70 overall. But he's at home, and he's got the four highest-rated skill positions on either team, whether Saquon Barkley, 89 overall, or Evan Ingram, 88 overall. And it's going to be a raucous environment. The CPU simulation does not account for a team being 3-12 and not caring about winning. The environment's going to be raucous no matter what the circumstances are. CPU doesn't know the difference. Take the Giants, lay the 2.5 points.
All right, number six, Robbie.
All right, the second game at 7 o'clock tonight on Twitch TV, the New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills are laying 7 points in the CPU simulation. Now, you got to remember, it's the roster's at the end of last year, so no Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo Bills.
Gotcha.
Now, as far as Madden ratings are concerned, Josh Allen is a 77 overall. Sam Darnold is a 74 overall. Now, the Jets have the two highest-rated players on either team with Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Adam Gase, bum coach. The CPU simulation will not account for Adam Gase's terrible coaching. All it is players. Yeah, it's not going to account for it. It's just players and numbers and Madden ratings. There's no player control. It's just two computers going at it. So I feel like seven points is way too much, given the Madden ratings are pretty split down the middle. The Jets might have the better rated players, and you're getting 7 points. Take the Jets and the 7 points.
The Jets would probably be better off having a computer simulation coach their team than Adam Gase. Like, in all honesty,
that's a fair point.
Like, they should just have a computer on the sidelines. You know, give it one of those hats, put it real low so you can't see the computer's crazy eyes, and bet your ass you'll have a better record at the end of the season than you will having that bum coach your football team.
It's true. So think about it. You want to pay them the ridiculous salary. Just have the computer on the sidelines.
All right, and number seven, Robbie.
All right, the final game of the triple header. You got the late night action, 10:30 p.m. You got the Denver Broncos at the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are 1.5-point favorites at home. Now, the three of us, and Dan Day included, we all see Drew Lock as this like up and coming QB, right? Like, he had a nice second half of the season last year, but he's only a 68 overall in Madden. And, you know, the CPU simulations aren't account for his progress at the end of the year. 68 overall, not very good. Now, Derek Carr, we have mixed feelings about Derek Carr. Some say that he's not very good. They brought in Mariota. Could they be replacing Derek Carr? But Derek Carr is still an 80 overall. So he's still way better than Drew Lock. And Derek Carr is at home. Now, Denver does have three of the top four overall players, but all of them are on defense. And I think this is a lopsided quarterback matchup, at least according to Madden. Maybe in the long run, 10 years from now, Drew Lock's a better quarterback. But not for this simulation. Derek Carr at home, way better quarterback, and they're only giving 1.5 points, and it's going to be a raucous environment, and still in Oakland. They haven't moved to Vegas yet. So, Oakland Raiders, you got another game back on the schedule.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Magnificent Seven. Before we get you out of here, Robbie, and Dan, you can kill the music. A couple questions for you, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had a couple questions that I'd like to get your input in. Now, yesterday, we were talking about disgruntled Deshaun Watson and tweeting Drake lyrics. And you know, if you tweet Drake, that means that you're looking for a way out. What do you think? And this is just Lira and I were playing some calls in our head. If we got a little ringy ring, and the Dolphins got a call or did a call with the Texans and did 4 first round picks for Deshaun Watson. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think wasn't you that made the point that it would be like them getting 2 of their first round picks back for Tunsil, and so would you really be only giving up 2 first round picks for Deshaun Watson?
It'd be 2 first round picks and trading Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, it would be Laremy Tunsil and 2 first round picks. Actually, if you put it that way, that's a fair trade. The Laremy Tunsil, 2 first round picks. I think that's a little bit more reasonable.
I'm telling you, see, like everybody gets freaked out by the number. And Leroy, you and I, we're all on the same track with this. For some reason, 70% of Dolphin fans, they're freaking out over it. They don't think that they should make that move.
Know why? Because they're Dolphin fans, right? And if you ask a week later or you ask after the draft, if the Dolphins didn't draft Tua and they draft somebody else, they're going to be the first one to say we should have got Tua, just like we should have got Brady Quinn. So, hey, no.
Now, are we still giving up – which 4 – because the Dolphins have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years. Are they keeping 5 this year, or they have to give up the 5th overall pick in one of the 4 picks?
They have to give up the 5th overall pick. They're giving up – like, you're giving up your 3 this year, and then I'm putting it as the Texans one from next year. I mean, I suppose if the Texans want the Dolphins one, I guess they could do that. But I assume if they're trading Deshaun Watson, they don't want to trade – there's a chance that their draft pick could end up being higher than the Dolphins next year. Who knows? But I also imagine the scenario that they're going to take a non-disgruntled quarterback in Joe Burrow, trading up for him, or Tua, or Herbert, something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, Robbie, Robbie, put it this way.
Yeah.
Same trade. Would you rather have Joe Burrow Or would you rather have Deshaun Watson?
For the same four first-round picks, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson than Joe Burrow.
Correct.
Yep.
But, I mean, if it's only three first-round picks or if it's only two first-round picks, I might consider Burrow. But if they're both the same trade, I'd rather have Watson.
And then finally, what do you think of the latest odds that has the Dolphins over-under at 6 wins for the season?
I think as of right now, I think I'm tempted to – it's very middle. I'm tempted to take the over on that. I know that that's the easy thing to do. But, yeah, they won 5 games last year with players with that roster. The roster has to, by default, be better. But then at the same time, you could see a regression from Ryan Fitzpatrick to offset the improvement of the roster. I think 6 is a good number. I think 6 – I think over, worst-case scenario, they go 6-10 and you push. I don't think they'll go 5-11 again.
All right. He's Robbie the Degenerate. Yeah. That was the Magnificent Seven, buddy.
And by the way, Leroy, how are you? Leroy, how are you doing on Westworld? Are you still messed up?
Oh, please. My head hurts. I had to take a break and watch Tiger King.
Tiger King, way better than Westworld. I don't even want to hear it.
No. I've
seen them both. Tiger King is way better, man.
It's just, come on. Every time you think you go, hey, man, why is this human so nice to this robot, right? Because he's not. And then I can't determine. Everybody has a computer, and they keep reprogramming themselves so they can have control over the other robots. Come on.
All right, Robbie, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.